First, the news is read by Sharon Lynch.
A new study has found that there is no evidence of a lasting impact on early cancer survival or mortality here due to the disruption caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The National Cancer Registry of Ireland said survival rates for all cancers in 2020 to 2021 remained in line with previous years. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
This study from the National Cancer Registry of Ireland found that there was no consistent rise in late-stage cancers observed following the COVID-19 pandemic. It said there's no evidence of a lasting impact on early cancer survival or mortality here due to the disruption caused by the pandemic. Survival rates for all cancers in 2020 and 2021 remained in line with previous years. Cancer diagnoses dropped sharply by 27% in early 2020 when the pandemic began, as COVID-19 disrupted GP visits, hospital appointments and screening services. But the registry says the system reconfigured quickly during the pandemic and recovered quickly after and by 2022, and the number of diagnosed cases had returned to expected levels.
ESB Networks has said that 8,000 homes, farms and businesses remain without power after their supplies were cut off during Storm Bram. It said crews would restart working to restore supply at first light this morning. DAA has said that flight operations at Dublin Airport are largely back to normal this morning following a day of significant disruption yesterday due to the storm. Éireann Ó Éireann says a full schedule of train services will operate on all routes today. Ferry operators say Irish Sea crossings are running, but with delays. Member states of Europe's main human rights body, the Council of Europe, will meet today for talks which could overhaul the way human rights law treats migration. Officials from the 46 countries of the body, which oversees the European Court of Human Rights, will be considering whether the law will be reinterpreted to make it easier to target people smugglers and apply in a far more restricted way towards failed migrants. An eventual political declaration would aim to make it harder for people to resist being sent home and potentially easier for governments to set up so-called return hubs for those with nowhere else safe to go. The Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has said that families are taking back control on the first day of a ban on under-16s using social media. Teenagers were locked out of their accounts as the ban came into effect. Platforms including Facebook, YouTube and TikTok have now agreed to take steps to remove young users. The Australian government says unprecedented measures are needed to protect children from what it has called predatory algorithms filling phone screens with bullying and violence. Mr. Albanese said that children and parents alike would benefit from the reform.
Make no mistake, this reform will change lives for Australian kids and allowing them to just have their childhood. For Australian parents, enabling them to have greater peace of mind. But also for the global community who are looking at Australia and saying, well, if Australia can do it, why can't we?
Officials say that more than 500,000 people have been forced from their homes in Thailand and Cambodia as their border conflict escalates. The US President Donald Trump has said he expects to call the country's leaders who signed a fragile ceasefire earlier this year later today. Cambodia's defence ministry has said that more than 101,000 Cambodians have been evacuated to safe areas. In Thailand, more than 400,000 people have been evacuated from border provinces to shelters due to the fighting. A scheme aimed at tackling dereliction, which was announced last month, is to be expanded from June next year. The Taoiseach and Finance Minister Simon Harris told the Dáil yesterday evening that the scheme is currently available in Cork, Dublin, Galway, Kilkenny, Limerick and Waterford, but will soon involve Athlone, Sligo, Drogheda, Dundalk and Letterkenny. The scheme, which provides targeted tax incentives to encourage investment and bring vacant or underused buildings back into use, has been extended until 2030. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Widespread heavy blustery showers this morning with isolated thunderstorms and hail will largely be confined to Ulster by around midday. Sunny spells and mostly dry conditions will follow for the rest of the day. Breezy with highest temperatures of 8 to 12 degrees. There's a warning that west to southwest winds will reach gale force 8 at times today from Mizzenhead to Slinehead to Fairhead.